time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning, and thank you for joining me. I had mentioned before about barley. This one is talking about barley is being studied as a potential cure for diabetes. And it's estimated that over 592 million people worldwide have diabetes. And this is a major concern. They're always looking for more potential treatments for the condition. Well, one of the plants that has shown anti-diabetic potential is the grain barley. And the finding was published in the Journal of Ayurvedic and Holistic Medicine and was based on the in vitro observations of barley's ability to reduce blood sugar levels. Diabetes is a metabolic disorder characterized by elevated blood sugar, and it is caused either by insufficient insulin production or a reduced sensitivity to the insulin. And although it isn't accordingly, it is not curable, we in the holistic community kind of disagree with that. We think type 2 diabetes is curable and that there are treatments such as the different what's called hypoglycemic substances. Those are substances that manage the relative blood sugar levels. One of these is that they're finding there's a substance called alpha amylase. By inhibiting the activity of alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase, which are enzymes that release glucose from dietary carbohydrates such as different starches, and if you can actually inhibit that activity, you can reduce the effects of sugar metabolism, or you can help reverse diabetes. Many of these plants that are being studied as natural diabetic treatments due to their hypoglycemic activity. Barley is a cereal grain that is widely consumed worldwide because of its high nutritional content and its many health benefits, which potentially include anti-diabetic activity. Well, in the study, they milled the barley and they evaluated its ability to inhibit this alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase activities. And they found that it could inhibit over 50% of the enzyme activity. And in addition to this, the researchers determined whether churning would have an effect on the enzyme inhibition. The results found that barley, whether it was ground or not ground, effectively inhibits the alpha amylase and the alpha glucosidase. And so they observed that it's a starch that actually can help reverse the symptoms of too high glucose. So they found that there was all kinds of benefits from barley. Aside from its anti-diabetic potential, eating barley is also associated with other benefits. They found that barley can actually help to regulate blood pressure. And barley contains high levels of potassium, which is an important as to lower sodium. It opposes sodium, and it helps to maintain good blood pressure. It also strengthens bones. It has the ability to remineralize the bones with calcium and magnesium and silica and zinc. It also has manganese and iron, all that can help with bone metabolism. They're finding that it has a potential for preventing cancer. natural minerals found in barley. Selenium. Selenium is a mineral that we know helps the body control cancer-causing agents. Barley is high in selenium. It also reduces tumor growth while reducing inflammation and stimulating killer T-cell production. The next thing it does is it reduces inflammation. So aside from preventing cancer, the minerals also reduce inflammation. Also, the B vitamin choline also reduces inflammation and improves the absorption of minerals and vitamins. They found that barley also can aid in digestion because it's rich in fiber, and it can prevent constipation and promote healthy digestion. And the last thing they found is that it can improve brain function. So eating barley, it has high choline, which has been linked to anti-inflammatory effects in the brain. Choline and acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter that improves signal transmission through the nerves in the brain. So here's barley. It would be something to include in your diet instead of most people eating rice all the time. Barley would be that thing that I would add. Next article that I want to cover is a comprehensive scientific study that concludes that the beneficial effects of nutritional supplementation, even when you stop the supplements, the beneficial effects can persist for more than a decade, even after you stop taking them. We all believe in the holistic community that supplements are really quite beneficial, where a lot in the pharmaceutical industry or the medical condition, they're going to tell you that you can just eat a proper diet and a balanced diet and you don't need any supplementation, where it's almost impossible to get a balanced diet. Nowadays, the government is telling you you need between 9 and 11 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, and nobody's eating 9 to 11 servings of fruit, and that needs to really be organic. And so it's almost impossible to get a balanced diet just eating foods like that. And the other thing they're going to tell you is that you're just going to have expensive urine. Well, I want personally expensive urine. That means I'm peeing out any excess that I don't need. Inexpensive urine, that means I'm deficient in something, and I don't want to be deficient. So all things considered, traditional medical communities think that the vitamin industry is a scam, and yet at the same time, you look at pharmaceutical companies making more and more vitamins, you see more and more advertisements for garbage vitamins, synthetic vitamins like One A Day and Centrum, more and more on TV, and they'll claim all kinds of benefits from those vitamins, and they're synthetic. But a natural company, oh, let them make claims, and the government comes down on them with a heavy hand. Again, we think that taking vitamins is really quite good. There was a peer-reviewed, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, and it was published in the highly respected journal PLOS-1. And the study found that not only did the health of a group of seniors given selenium and coenzyme Q10 and general vitamin supplements for 4 years, that their overall health improved, their heart improved, but astonishingly, they continued to exhibit a 40% lower risk of cardiovascular mortality than the placebo group, even 12 years later after they had stopped the study in the vitamin group. So that's why I put Prime Longevity together, because Prime Longevity has the CQ10, 120 milligrams of CQ10. Price out what it costs to take 120 milligrams per day of CQ10. Price out what it costs to take lipoic acid at 120 milligrams per day. Or price out what it costs to take resveratrol at 120 milligrams per day, or pomegranate extract with very high in ellagic acid, or cinnamon extract, or pomegranate extract, or turmeric extract, the curcumin, calcium fructoborate, all of these things, L-carnitine and acetyl L-carnitine. The L-carnitine is the amino acid that we know that helps to regulate the rhythm of the heart, the function of the heart, and the acetyl L-carnitine, that because it's the acetyl group, changes the molecular structure so they can go through the blood-brain barrier right into the brain and actually help reverse depression. I have both forms of choline, L-choline and acetyl L-choline, in Prime Longevity. So I have all of these. That's why if you look at primelongevity.com and then the ingredient list is on there, plus there's an article that says the 8 causes of disease. If you just scroll through that, or you can read it, and then there's the ingredient list, and I'm quite proud of that. And I put the entire ingredient list, not just proprietary blend. So it is truly the best health insurance you can buy, because all of these reports that I talk about, whether it's a report on CQ10 or choline or selenium or any of these nutrients, I have those nutrients in Prime Longevity. Again, this study was done, and it was done on senior citizens, and the study found that the supplements reduced the rate of cardiovascular mortality in the study participants, and it also raised the amount of selenium in the blood and the amount of CQ10 in the blood. Even 10 years after the study, the team found that those seniors still were exhibiting over 40% less likely to have a cardiovascular event. That is really something quite amazing. And again, if you take Prime Longevity, you're going to be able to not have to buy 5 or 6 other bottles of supplement. The only other things that I would always recommend is a vitamin D3 and a vitamin K2. Always add those to whatever else you're taking. Anyway, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a question about whole body vibration machines, and those high body vibration helps to regrow bone. They can actually reverse osteoporosis. They help with any kind of anemia because they actually help stimulate the body to produce more bone marrow. And that's where all your red blood cells, white blood cells are formed, in the bone marrow. So whole body vibration, it can be used in a very effective exercise program. So it's a very effective tool for bone and muscle building, and helps to strengthen ligaments and tendons. And utilize whole body vibration if you can get a machine. Very, very good. Do you have questions, or you listen only?
I have two questions. I've been diagnosed with PAD on both of my feet, or I guess my legs, because they're changing color. They don't want to do a procedure on me. I'm not sure yet. What do you think?
And that is that color, your skin is darkening and getting red and inflamed, peripheral artery disease. Okay, that can also be a pre-diabetic. Are you diabetic by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so that can be part of that. Now, where I was just mentioning the whole body vibration, that's a technique that can really help with that. Are your legs getting swollen and fluidy, so that that's like edema? No, just the red and hot.
I do have edema because I have a CHF, but it's under control because I take a water pill.
Okay. Now, if it builds up, there is a machine called an external corporal pulsation device. It's like a sleeve that you put up on your leg, and it'll squeeze that formula off and out of the body and actually takes the pressure off your heart. Because with congestive heart failure, you can build up that fluid, and then your heart has to work extra hard to get rid of that fluid from your lungs and from around building up around your heart. But with the congestive heart failure, you want to make sure you're on something like Prime Longevity, because you need to be on CQ10, resveratrol, lipoic acid, and at least 120 milligrams of these. Also, you can get hawthorn berry. You can also get a compound called ellagic acid, which comes from pomegranate extract. Turmeric, if you take that, again, maybe a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon in a smoothie, those will all help to correct the congestive heart failure and simultaneously to help with the PAD, peripheral artery disease. Hawthorn berries is one of the best things for the arteries and circulation. Another thing is ginkgo biloba. That can help with circulation, especially circulation up into the brain. There is a compound called ginkgo hawthorn by Nature Sunshine, and that's very specific for circulation. Ginger and ginger oil can be very effective for peripheral artery disease. And anything you do that balances your blood sugars, Gymnia sylvestri is an example, or bitter melon, turmeric, and all of these help with sugar metabolism. Very important. Chromium and vanadium are the two minerals that are needed for sugar metabolism. So anything you do to keep your sugars under control, and type 2 diabetes is almost always reversible when you do a good program on that. Again, you have to be a little careful with exercise because that red hot lower legs, that can be painful, so you have to be careful. But doing some minor exercise, and again, if you can find the whole body vibration, that will help. Cayenne pepper is one of the best herbs in the world for circulatory problems of any kind, and also for the heart. So you can, if you like hot chili pepper, you could learn to take maybe a quarter teaspoon in a shot glass with some water and then chase it with a little water or tomato juice, and you have that with every meal. That's going to really make a difference, the cayenne pepper, and you build up to a half a teaspoon and then three quarters and a teaspoon. One of my mentors, John Christopher, used to take 6 tablespoons per day of very hot cayenne pepper, and he reversed his congestive heart failure. He was born with a heart condition, and he lived to be 89 years old. Another one is cinnamon, pure, non-irradiated, high-grade cinnamon called True Cinnamon from Ceylon, and that will balance out your blood sugars. So you can take that, a quarter to a half a teaspoon of cinnamon with each glass of water, or when you have your meal, a glass of water with your meal, and a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or coconut water vinegar, and that will actually help to balance out your blood sugars and reverse your type 2 diabetes. So that discoloration is very common with diabetes. So you can affect both your congestive heart failure and the peripheral artery disease with the cayenne pepper, with the turmeric, with the cinnamon, and again, taking something like Prime Longevity, because it has all of those chemicals in it at very high doses. CQ10, resveratrol, lipoic acid. It has the ellagic acid from pomegranate extract. It has the turmeric. It has the cinnamon extract. It has vitamin D, all the B complex. Another one is L-carnitine, or acetyl L-carnitine, and that's very specific for congestive heart failure and for circulation. So you can get that. That's an amino acid. you can get two forms of that. One is L-carnitine, and the other one is acetyl L-carnitine. And I have both of those in Prime Longevity, which is very specific for circulation. And those of you that take Prime Longevity, if you have diabetes, you have to monitor your sugars, because you're going to have to lower the amount of medication you take, because it does help to reverse the symptoms of diabetes. You can't really say that any herb, vitamin, or mineral reverses any disease, because that's technically illegal. But it does alleviate a lot of the symptoms. And if the symptoms are gone and you don't have any symptoms of that disease, what does that mean? Does that mean the disease is gone? That's why we produce these healthy programs. If you do that, you could actually repair. Ginger tea is one of the best things you can do. Drink a good ginger tea with honey, manuka honey or regular honeys. Desert honey is the best honeys in the world. They found that honey produced from the desert has very strong autoimmune enhancing properties, and also anti-cancer. Very, very good for that. Okay, so I hope I answered your question on that.
My next one is, what about organic soy milk? They say that it's not good anyway.
Well, it depends upon the person. A lot of people don't realize that the Japanese, you know, supposedly use a lot of soy, but they're using fermented soy products, okay? Soy milk and soy burgers and soy proteins and soy nuts, that's in America. You know, that was vegetarians that became massive soy eaters. So I don't drink soy milk. I think coconut milk is better. It doesn't disrupt your hormones. On some people, the soy can, again, if it's not organic. If it's organic, that's a little different. But soy, according to some studies, has estrogenic effect. And again, other studies show that the estrogenic effect is estriol and not estrone or estradiol. So it's the estrone and estradiol estrogens that are harmful, not the estriol. So I don't drink soy, but using tofu as an example is not bad. And especially, it has no taste, so it depends how you cook it and how you use it. But you can make a scrambled tofu, tastes like scrambled eggs, or you can cube it and put it in any soup or stew, or mix it with rice or any grain, and it increases the protein content. But I don't think drinking soy milk is necessary, especially for children. A lot of vegetarians will have their kids drink soy milk. And again, there is the potential for hormone disruptors, so I just assume not use it and not take the chance. And check out primelongevity.com, because you can scroll down on the front page and you'll see the ingredient list is right there. Price out taking 120 milligrams of CQ10 a month, or 120 milligrams of lipoic acid, or 120 milligrams of resveratrol, and you'll see that those are very expensive nutrients, or 300 plus milligrams of pomegranate extract. That's very concentrated extract. And you'll see that you save a tremendous amount of money. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Thank you so much for your questions. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
It was a study done on energy healing. Now, for many people, the benefits of energy healing practices like Reiki and Qi Kung and Quantum Touch and all of these energy healing practices, people have known about these for hundreds of years. The problem is you can't really measure how these energy techniques work. In a recent study, scientists attempted to do just that. They wanted to measure and confirm the energy transfer, which takes place during a typical energy session, such as Reiki. Now, Reiki is an ancient practice of energy healing that first rose to fame in Japan during the 1800s. Yet there's different takes on energy healing that have existed for centuries. And now scientists seek to confirm what healers have known in the past. Almost every martial art, the soft styles, and especially Qi Kung, it's really dealing with that energy that you're talking about. So here's an article, and they wanted to check how this healing that's existed for centuries, and they wanted to know how it really works. They wanted to confirm what healers of the past and of the present have already known. What the Reiki advocates say, that the practice keys in on the flow of universal energy, or this Qi energy, and the Japanese, they call it Ki energy, so you've seen it as C-H-I or K-I, but almost in any martial art, you'll see that. And it's that energy that allows, as an example, a martial artist to build up such energetic force that they can break bricks, and they can break concrete, and they can break big boards, and they can smash through blocks of ice. They can do things that are not normal. And I've seen over the years when I was in India and in Sri Lanka, they showed techniques that you just can't believe somehow, some of these techniques. Well, the Reiki practitioners and other practitioners, they always talked about this universal energy, this cosmic energy that Reiki practitioners can transfer energy to their patients by channeling it through their own hands. So that it was published in Medical News Today, the Journal of Medical News Today, and they report that at least 60 hospitals in the United States offer different types of energy, especially Reiki therapy, to their patients. And survey data suggests that over 1 million people will try Reiki or similar therapy in any given year. Despite the naysayers in modern medicine and modern science, Reiki continues to grow in popularity. A lot of scientists said, oh, this Qi energy is not real. It can't be. Well, because of the nature of Reiki and energy healing, studying its benefits and quantifying them has proven quite difficult until now. Well, Maria Kuman, PhD, she's at the Holistic Research Institute in Knoxville, Tennessee, to study to analyze the potential energy transfer that occurs during a Reiki healing session. She herself admits that she was more than skeptical at the notion of real energy transfer taking place. She was very skeptical. Now, to conduct her research, the Holistic Research Institute created a patented, highly sensitive equipment in order to measure the energy of a Reiki practitioner and their patients during the practice. What they reported was that the results showed that the Reiki healers do not lose their own energy while healing. And they've always said that we're not giving you our energy, we're just channeling universal energy through us. Well, in fact, her equipment showed that there was an increase in energy for the healers as well as their clients or patients. And this proved that the Reiki masters were right when claiming that by healing others, they actually heal themselves. She further explained there could only be one explanation to this. The Reiki healers are not using their own body energy to heal. The fact that their energies have increased after healing and their energetic balance was improved means that there is a third source of energy from which they are drawing. To that end, Dr. Kuman contends that energy healing could be especially useful for disease prevention by addressing energy imbalances before they lead to illness. And Dr. Kuman also notes that the practice of acupuncture may offer similar benefits to energy healing, particularly regarding disease prevention. And what I'm going to interpret is what they're tapping into is what we would call this zero-point source or quantum energy in the field of the matrix. Scientists used to believe that the universe is basically a vacuum. Well, they now know through quantum physics and quantum understanding of cosmology that the universe is not a vacuum, that it's filled with cosmic energy, and it's filled with individual particles, electrons and negative ions and positive ions, and these electrons, free-floating electrons, and that the space between these electrons is what they're calling the cosmic matrix. It's actually what makes up the universe, and it's a hologram, and they're saying that this energy that exists throughout the universe is what binds everything, all matter, together. And it's what gives matter its energetic balancing or healing, or it gives matter its structure. What they found is when you take an atom apart, you have the proton and neutron in the nucleus, and then you have electrons floating around. Well, 99.99999% of all of this atomic structure is really empty space. Well, they found that this space is not empty, that it is the quantum energy field that binds the universe and gives motion to the electrons, and it gives the electrical charge to the atomic structure of atoms. The previous reports have also touched on benefits of Reiki, though the conclusion, science, it's hard to come by. Well, that hasn't stopped anyone from enjoying the practice and its offerings. Even the National Institutes of Health have admitted that the studies featuring Reiki for conditions like pain, cancer, and depression have shown that the practice does help patients manage their symptoms. I think that's pretty cool because I've learned acupuncture and I've learned energy healing and polarity therapy, Rolfing and postural integration and chiropractic, osteopathic, and a lot of them deal with the structure of the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, and they also deal with this higher energy that I talk about that actually I did a lecture and put a whole presentation together called Battle for God in Science, but it talks about an understanding of this energy in the cosmic or quantum field. So science continues to confirm the value of so-called alternative medicine. It's no longer so-called. It is now alternative medicine, especially when it comes to long-held traditional practices like acupuncture and Reiki and Qi Kung and other Qi and Qi balancing exercises. Also, they're now looking at herbal and plant medicines that we've known since ancient times. This whole thing I thought was really pretty exciting is the study of energy healing. I thank you all for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a comment online about telomeres. Telomeres are a little cap on your chromosomes. And one of the things that in designing Prime Longevity, I did the research to what are the nutrients that actually help to increase the length of the telomeres? The shorter the telomeres, the faster you're aging. And so Prime Longevity, the supplement that I designed, those ingredients have actually been shown to increase the length of the telomeres. Now, I have not tested the Prime Longevity directly, so I'm not going to say Prime does that, but all of the individual ingredients, especially things like the pomegranate extract, the cinnamon extract, the turmeric extract, the CQ10, the lipoic acid, the resveratrol, all of those have been studied to increase the length of the telomeres. So Prime Longevity is one of the top on the market. I want to talk about this right now. This is the title. Disturbing study finds that humans are getting progressively dumber. IQ points are now dropping by 7 points with each new generation. This was published in the Journal of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. And researchers from Norway found that the average IQ levels are dropping precipitously, and that with each new generation, people in general are becoming progressively less intelligent. They evaluated test scores of more than 730,000 men, and they found that IQ levels are dropping by about 7 points per generation, and these findings were also uncovered by a separate study that was done in Great Britain, and they revealed that IQ levels have been dropping between 2.5 and 4.3 points per decade ever since World War II. So we're talking about since World War II, we're anywhere from 20 to 40 points more stupid. 20 to 40 points since World War II. Now, this is in sharp contrast to the state of human intelligence during the first half of the 20th century, when the average IQ scores were rising at a steady rate. So what might be the cause of this sudden change that we're seeing in people becoming dumber? Well, one of the research out of Harvard University, and they said one of the main things and the causes, which are plural, but one of the said the most research that showed the most common reason was fluoride directly linked to lowered IQ. So using fluoride toothpaste actually creates you to be dumber. It also causes apathy and periodically for you to become enraged. So they've looked at this fluoride for many, many years, and they found that drinking fluorinated water has a significant lower IQ levels on children than those who consume clean, non-fluorinated water. Also, you want to get a shower that actually takes out the fluoride, also that takes out the bromide and chloride, or chlorine and bromine and fluorine out of the water. You need a shower filter, because what happens is the fluoride and the chlorine and the bromine is the preservative in all vegetable oils, and it's bromated vegetable oils. Chlorine, of course, is in all our water, and fluorine is in our toothpaste. And what they do is they deplete the iodine out of the system. And we know that iodine helps to control IQ in children. So pregnant women, please make sure you're getting on iodine. I use Lugol solution, or you can get something called Iterol, which is a pill form. So stop using fluorinated toothpaste. Stop drinking fluoridated water. Stop drinking tap water or showering in tap water that has chlorine. And watch all the grains, because all of the grains have bromated vegetable oils. Make sure you're buying organic, GMO-free grain products, and that's going to make a difference. And by the way, this research was done by Dr. William Hersey, a scientist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This is another one of those studies. Now, the information we talk about, you're not going to get that on any other show. It's not going to get it on TV. You're not going to get it in other radio shows. The opinion and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by the FDA. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So again, join us next week. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.